purposes, just to keep everybody scared, take the guns? Why do they keep doing these things?
Well, if I may jump in first, I just want to say, you got to look at this in perspective. In this particular country, my country, the USA here, this situation is a series of false flag attacks. It's not just one shooting like like Sandy Hook or Mandalay Bay or whatever. Columbine High School shooting, I have a section in my book, Choosing the Light, about that. I know some of the snipers and some of the guys on the Jefferson County SWAT team, and their inside stories in this book. But the point is that here it's a gun control agenda, and it's a very clever process called gradualism, where they conduct one false flag op like Sandy Hook, then another one like down there in Florida, and another one in Mandalay Bay, and so forth, so on, Kentucky. It's a series and string of these attacks designed to slowly, psychologically weaken the American public and take down the Second Amendment, to get people to voluntarily give away their constitutional rights through fear. Because fear is used at the base of all these attacks to fragment our consciousness and divide us and keep us against each other. You know, the gun controlees against the guys who want them, and so forth. And so this is a very clever thing that's been doing. It's not just one thing. This is a series. It's a psyop with different pieces, all designed to go in a string to change America's thinking and destroy the Constitution. And it's a new world order plan, just like Ole was saying. And it's similar in other countries, too. They may have a little different agenda than, you know, getting the guns away. It may be some economic agenda or some political agenda. But here in America, these shootings are designed specifically as a string, as a psyop, to gradually wear us down and get us to go, oh, God, we've got to get these guns away and we've got to stop these shootings.